Character: Building Thought Power. Ralph Waldo Trine. Unconsciously, we are forming habits every moment of our lives. Some are habits of a desirable nature, and some of those of a most undesirable nature. Some, though not so bad in themselves, are exceedingly bad in their cumulative effects, and causes at times much loss, much pain and anguish, while the opposite would, on the contrary, bring as much peace and joy, as well as a continually increasing power. Have we it within our power to determine at times what types of habit shall take form in our lives? In other words, is habit forming, character building, a matter of mere chance, or have we with it in our own control? We have entirely and absolutely. I will be what I will to be, can be said and should be said by every human soul. After this has been bravely and determinedly said, and not only said but fully inwardly realized, something yet remains. Something remains to be said regarding the great law underlying habit forming, character building. For there is a simple, natural, and thoroughly scientific method that all should know. A method whereby old, undesirable, earth-binding habits can be broken, and new, desirable, heaven-lifting habits can be acquired. A method whereby life in part, or in its totality, can be changed, provided one is sufficiently in the earnest to know, and knowing it, to apply the law. Thought is the force underlying all. And what do we mean by this? Simply this: your every act, every conscious act, is preceded by a thought. Your dominating thoughts determine your dominating actions. In the realm of our own minds, we have absolute control, or we should have. And if any time we have not, then there is a method by which we can gain control, and in the realm of the mind, become thorough masters. In order to get it to the very foundation of the matter, let us look to this for a moment. For if thought is always parent to our acts, habits, character, life, then it is first necessary that we know fully how to control our thoughts. Here, let us refer to the law of the mind, which is the same as in the law in connection with the reflex nerve system of the body. The law which says that whenever one does a certain thing in a certain way, it is easier to do the same thing in the same way next time. And still easier the next, and the next, and the next. Until in time it comes to pass that no effort is required, or no effort worth speaking of. But on the opposite would require the effort. The mind carries with it the power that perpetuates its own type of thought, the same as the body carries with it, through the reflex nerve system, the power which perpetuates and makes continually easier its own particular acts. Thus, a simple effort to control one's thoughts, a simple setting about it, even at first failure is the result, and even for a time failure seems to bring about the only result, will in time, sooner or later, bring him to the point of easy, full and complete control. Each one, then, can grow the power of determining controlling his thought, the power of determining what types of thought he shall and what types he shall not entertain. For let us never part in mind with this fact, that every earnest effort along any lines makes the end aimed just a little easier for succeeding effort. Even if, as has been said, apparent failure is the result of the earlier efforts, this is a case where failure is success, for the failure is not in the effort, and every earnest effort adds an increment of power that will eventually accomplish the end aimed at. We can, then, gain the full and complete power of determining what character, what type of thoughts we entertain.